This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, March 2nd, brought to you by CPDA, the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Galley. Well, the average gasoline price moved over $3 a gallon today. That's the highest level since November. Brent crude up 5% to nearly $77 a barrel. At one point, prices topped $80. Arlen Suderman of StoneX says the U.S.-Iran conflict is impacting the market due to the safe passage of goods through the Strait of Hormuz.
Iran really doesn't have the ability to put a blockade into place, but with the technology they have, with drones, etc., they can create enough fear to essentially shut it down, and that's what they have done. They have reportedly hit a ship or two in the region, but the biggest factor is their ability to hit a ship with drones has insurance rates really surging and in some cases maybe even pulled. And so we have seen literally hundreds of ships, according to reports, that are anchoring just outside of the Strait of Hormuz, not willing to go through that narrow passage, which essentially shuts down 20% of the world's crude oil movement, as well as a lot of the world's natural gas movement through the region.
Suderman says the strait is significant for the passage also of nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizer. Suderman says shippers and industry are concerned with the duration of the conflict.
Yeah, I think a lot of the shippers are probably thinking, okay, is the U.S. going to, and Israel together, going to take out the military capability that Iran has to hit them? And so they're pausing there and bringing everything to a halt, hoping that in the process they will be able to take out their ability to launch drones and missiles, etc., and then it'll be safer to move through. So is that going to take days? Is that going to take weeks? Is it going to take months?
Troy Bredekamp with the Renewable Fuels Association says the industry sees the U.S.-Iran conflict as another reason for Congress to act on legislation to approve year-round sales of E15.
I think with the events over the weekend, I think it points to the need for emergency waivers this summer for E15. So I guess if there's an upside to what has happened in Iran, it's the need to make sure that there's no more price spikes due to the uncertainty with E15. So we would anticipate there being a good case for emergency waivers this summer, but that's not the certainty that corn farmers need for that market. So unfortunately, if Congress doesn't get this done in the very near future, there really isn't an opportunity until the fiscal year end, and that is September 30th.
Last week, National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer said farmers have been Midwest nice for too long with Congress over the passage of the legislation. Bredekamp said he hopes legislators get the message about the plight of farmers and rural America.
I just hope that Congress truly is understanding how bad the situation is out there in middle America. The farm country is not in good shape financially. They are in dire straits, and I think they're fed up. I mean, when you think about how long we have been waiting for this E15 situation to be remedied, and it's there for the taking, I think what we saw in San Antonio with corn growers last week, what we heard from our ethanol producers in Orlando last week was enough is enough. It's time to get this pushed over the finish line.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by CPDA. CPDA is the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Our members provide and distribute the adjuvants, inerts, and post-patent crop protection tools that farmers rely on. CPDA is working with EPA and Congress to cut the regulatory backlog so safe, reliable products reach the field faster. We're also advancing ESA compliance options like drifter reduction adjuvants that reduce no-spray buffers. Protecting the acre, growing the opportunity. Learn more at CPDA.com. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.